Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now, and I don't know exactly where I don't know where he is located, but you've heard his name before here. This is Stephen Williford with Gun Owners of America. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. I know you've been pressing the calls of Gun Owners of America all over the place. You guys have been very active in the pistol brace debacle, and you've got an interesting little story to tell about this with some Gun Owners of America members when they somehow or other ran afoul of the ATF because of their pistol braced guns. Tell me about this.
So we have a stay with Gun Owners of America. We fought to get a stay for the whole country until this works its way through. But the judge didn't see it that way, and the judge gave GOA members a stay because we are litigants in it. And so he said any GOA member doesn't have to adhere to the pistol brace ban until it goes all the way to the Supreme Court or fights until it's resolved. And so we had two of our GOA members actually arrested for the pistol brace ban by the ATF. And C.J. Grissom, and he's well known for years and years ago, he was a former military, and he was walking down the road, a rural country road, with an AR on his back, and he got arrested and beaten, basically, for it. And now C.J. Grissom has gone to college and become a lawyer, and he's a very well-known pro-gun lawyer. And he represented these two people that were GOA members because he knew that they were exempt from this ruling. And so he forced the ATF to drop all charges, and the ATF sent their guns back to them without the pistol brace. And C.J. Grissom said, send us pistol braces back also, and they did. So cases like that are happening now. The ATF is totally a rogue agency, and we're asking that they be defunded and abolished, and we're making progress with the frame and receiver rules and the pistol brace rules, and we just had one handed down with the circuit reaffirming it. I think yesterday the ruling came down. So we're making big strides to make things happen. I was just recently at an event, and I asked a guy that came to the table, I said, do you have any pistol braces? And he just real smugly said, no, I lost all mine in a boating accident. And I said, if you join the GOA today, then you can go get a snorkel and some flippers and find those pistol braces once again, because our members are covered. And the judge didn't put a date on it. He didn't say former or existing GOA members. He just said GOA members, and our lawyers have determined that even if you sign up at gunowners.org today and you have a pistol brace and it's $25 a year for an annual membership, go to gunowners.org and sign up. You will be covered under the plaintiffs of the pistol brace ban. And you will have a stay.
So that works for new gun owners members as well, not just the existing ones that were in place when the when the stay was granted.
Yes, and as our lawyers, because the judge didn't say anything, he said gun owners, members, Gun Owners of America members right. are covered under that as a plaintiff, and he didn't make any present ones or anything else. He just said members of Gun Owners of America are plaintiffs. If you sign up today, you become a plaintiff in this fight, and so you will be covered. That's the way our lawyers interpret what happened.
Right.
And it, as a matter of fact, it crashed our website 3 times after that happened. And I would encourage anybody that wants to be covered for this and goes and joins, and then when we win that battle, then you realize the value of being a member of Gun Owners of America as part of an organization that is fighting to keep your rights and stay members.
Yes. I'm very familiar with the fight that they do. That's a whole lot of bang for the buck when somebody joins Gun Owners of America. So, the other part about it is that means that if you're a member, you can go and buy a gun with a pistol brace on it as well. Because that's gonna get torn up. It's never gonna withstand Bruin.
Wait, absolutely. Bruin made it very plain, an hour before that, even made it plain. But Bruin reaffirmed everything that they said in Heller, and historical analog is what they're calling it. If there is no historical analog saying that this law is constitutional historically, then they cannot make a new law. Or in this case, it's not even a law; it's just a decision redefining a short-barrel rifle, which the ATF doesn't have the right to do that at all.
Well, I had a 300 blackout pistol, which I went ahead and I took them up on the free SBR and did that because I didn't know where that was going to go, and I was really public about that gun. And I didn't want to let it go because I like it because it was built for me particularly. But I saved my pistol brace because now I'm going to go out. And I'll probably join all the I'm going to join all three organizations where there's a stay against the members. You know, the members get to have these things. And then get me another AR-15 pistol just to have one.
Well, you know, and it's really funny is I don't even own a pistol brace. I own lots of AR platform rifles and stuff. I think I'm going to get a pistol caliber carbine in a 9mm soon, but I don't own a pistol brace, but I think it's my constitutional right if I want one.
Sure.
Now that I have several suppressors, it would be kind of cool to have a 9mm and shoot subsonics through it in a pistol brace platform with using my suppressor.
You know, we could debate that or on that one. Suppressed is always fun, though. Suppressed is always fun.
Well,
I'm not a big... I think if you're going to carry something that size... And, I mean, you're an AR-15 guy. You know better about how to use some of them than most people do. And, you know, it's hard to turn that caliber away. We're coming up on the first break. Stephen Williford is the guy that stopped Devin Patrick Kelly in Sutherland Springs. He is now a spokesperson for Gun Owners of America, which is not surprising because he fits, because Gun Owners of America is one of the biggest, most resolute gun rights organizations in the United States. If there is one that is more resolute, I don't know. The only no compromise one of them out there. And knowing that Stephen is with them and you're shielded by them, getting out there and spending your hard-earned bucks with Gun Owners of America means that you get a bunch of fighters in there. I know the legal team, Stambalia, Olson, Hammonds. These guys know how to get out there and change things. They have segued, GOA has segued into quite the legal litigation powerhouse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh. Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. We're talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America. We were just talking about the pistol brace thing and everything else. What else has GOA been into lately, Stephen?
Well, the frame and receiver ruling. We're fighting that.
Right.
Prop 114 in Oregon, we're fighting that. We're fighting the magazine ban in California, or the standard capacity magazine ban in California.
Right.
Where we got red flag law overturned in New York. So we're fighting all the way across the United States. We're fighting. Texas did a Suppressor Freedom Act, which basically said in the state of Texas, we're going to recognize suppressors that are made in the state of Texas and not sold over the borders of Texas, and take them off of the NFA list. And so we're fighting with that. We don't pick the fight. They make the laws, the rulings, and we fight them.
Right.
We fight them all. You know, we're an equal opportunity fighter. You know, if it has anything to do with it, if it is absolutely infringing upon our Second Amendment, we believe shall not be infringed means exactly what it says. Our founding fathers were very wise with that. And I don't see how they can interpret it any other way. And so we're fighting to keep the rights that we still have, and we're fighting to restore the rights that we have lost.
Restore the rights, yeah. That's the thing.
It is much easier to fight the fight and to keep it from happening than it is to try to restore them and take it to the Supreme Court. Example is Colorado was trying to pass a assault weapons ban, a so-called assault weapons ban, which we call them modern semi-automatic rifles, sporting rifles.
Right.
And they were trying to pass that and to ban them in Colorado. And even our Rocky Mountain regional director said, I think that they're going to push it past no matter what we do, but we're going to be in there fighting. And I signed up to speak to the Colorado Congress. And they said, we usually don't let somebody from out of state speak. And I said, but you're using Sutherland Springs, Texas as a reason to pass it. You ought to talk to somebody from Sutherland Springs, Texas. And we were able to get me on, and I waited 6.5 hours on a computer, on a Zoom call, to give my testimony. And we were able to defeat it in committee by one vote.
Right. Well, win's a win.
So we're speaking and fighting at the state and local level all the way to the national level. I was able to asked by Ted Cruz to speak at the Senate when they were trying to pass a safe storage act. And people don't get it. You know, if you're a responsible gun owner, you make sure that your guns don't get into the hands of people that don't deserve to use them. But we need to be responsible and know and understand how we and every person is different in their circumstances. And if you have your gun stored in a safe and somebody's trying to break into your house, they're going to get to you before you get to your gun.
Yeah.
And we think that you need to be responsible and know and be able to keep it out of the hands of irresponsible people or evil people, but the government shouldn't be telling you how you need to store your gun within your own home.
Well, that's a whole host of other things. I mean, in order for them to actually enforce that, they'd have to violate the Fourth Amendment.
They would. So they would have to have access to your home to make sure that your gun
They'd have to have a registry just to know that you got it, that they got to go check it, right?
Exactly, and that is unconstitutional, and that goes right along with a national background check. And understand, we already have a background check system.
Right.
But a national background check would require a registry of firearms, which is against your constitutional right. The government should not know what you have.
No, they should not. They should live in fear of America. I don't understand why that's such a hard concept for them to understand, but they, you know. That's where
when,
it is.
When the government fears the people, then you have a constitutional government. When the people fear the government, that's when you have tyranny. And that's what the Second Amendment was written for.
Yep. Yep, that's what it was written for. It was written because they should be fearing us, but... And you guys do a very good, Gun Owners of America does a really good job trying to keep the right restored. That's, you know, that's their hallmark.
I'm so proud of our House leadership now, and because McCarthy just decided that he was going to go along with the Democrats and just do a continuing resolution bill instead of. You know, holding their feet to the fire.
Right.
And McCarthy wasn't necessarily against the Second Amendment, but some of the ones that are now running to replace McCarthy are definitely better on our Second Amendment than McCarthy is. And the Freedom Coalition and the Second Amendment Coalition that have the 2A Coalition have voted and removed McCarthy, and now hopefully, and it wasn't about that, it was about just going along and getting along.
Right.
And we have done that for way too long when it comes to our budget. It's put us how many trillion dollars in debt now?
33.
So the go along, get along thing is we can't continue to do this, and it has to do with the budget and the Second Amendment and everything above.
Stephen, I'm about to run out of time here, so let me go ahead and make sure everybody knows how to find you. Gunowners.org, that's where the website is. Give $25, gets you representation of a group that is segued. They used to be really good at getting out information. Now they still do that, probably bring a lot of litigation too. So gonna
I have a new book. It's a town called Sutherland Springs. You can find that at gunowners.org, or you can find it at Amazon. It's a town called Sutherland Springs.
Very good. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Yes, God bless.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News update. The White House, in a policy reversal, said it would restart border wall construction in Texas.
He's been asking Congress to reappropriate the funds. He has been for the past couple of years, and Congress refused. And we have to comply by law to get this done.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president didn't have a choice because the funds for the wall were previously allocated and couldn't be redirected. The recent three-day strike involving 75,000 Kaiser Permanente Health System employees adds to a year of unprecedented labor disputes. The U.S. has already seen the highest number of workdays lost due to labor conflicts in any full year since the year 2000. President Biden's dog Commander's left the White House due to a history of biting incidents. The 2-year-old German Shepherd had reportedly bitten both Secret Service agents and other White House staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and joining us now from Invest USA, and he is also a writer at American Thinker, is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a privilege to be on your show, and of course, there's a lot going on in this country today, so there's plenty to talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to, but we're going to do the best we can with what we got, and you'll be back later on, and we'll talk about that.
Thanks, sir.
So let's talk about the speakership. Apparently, he wasn't taking care of business. You have some thoughts on that. Tell me what you think about that.
Well, obviously the speaker had issues because of the fact that he would tell people what they wanted to hear and not live up to the commitments that he made. But I got to be honest with you. I mean, that's what most of Congress is about, lying anyway.
Right.
So he probably could have survived that. But what he didn't survive, and the reason he lost speakership, and even he will begin to admit this now, and of course a lot of, not just the conservatives, but a lot of even the rhinos are talking about this, is he cut deals with the Democrats for two reasons. He cut it, first of all, to continue to fund Ukraine. Well, I will tell you, there is a big backlash in America now. We are taking the position, you're going to see this get a lot worse, Bill, over the next coming weeks ahead. People are taking the position, you want to spend millions, hundreds of millions or billions, we've already spent billions, in Ukraine, helping them to defend their border. And actually, some of that we've now discovered is actually being used for their first responders to provide them with bulletproof vests, necessary equipment, better arms, et cetera. But yet you won't spend a dime for America's interests, shutting down our border or providing greater equipment and resources for our law enforcement. And the way this strikes home, Bill, is when you begin to look at what's occurring across the country, and it's getting worse literally every day, more and more disrespect for the law, more and more violent crime, what they call smash and grabs happening all over the country now.
Right.
It's amazing to me that there are just gangs, throngs of teens just roaming around, doing whatever it is that comes to their mind at the moment. If they want to steal something, they do with impunity. They harass people that are, trying to shop, trying to make a living. And I think people are just saying violent crime is spiking. You want to fund other countries, and you always want to fund America last. You don't want to give anything to the people that are paying the bills. Enough is enough. And I think you saw that yesterday afternoon,
in the speakership race. When they found out, I think he would have survived. He made promises that he hasn't delivered, because everybody expects Congress to lie. It's a shame, but everybody expects Congress to lie. But when they found out, you know what? The American people are sick and disgusted with violent crime, feeling unsafe in their own country, an open border, when we have literally 260,000 on record came across in September. We had 10,000 just in the last day they came across. When people say that, you know, out of those 260,000, we know for a fact that tens of thousands of them are on the terrorist watch list. We know that 40,000, this was in the last month alone, Bill, 40,000 of them are between the ages of 20 and 40 military-aged Chinese immigrants.
Right.
So, I mean, it's ironic. We're being invaded by China right up on our very noses.
Yep.
This is happening on a monthly basis. People are beginning to see that, you know, when you allow this to occur, and then, of course, the prison systems all across the world, what are they doing? Well, gee, why should we pay for their three squares a day? Let's go ahead and let them out. They'll go to America. America will take care of them instead. And they're doing that. And American public is realizing that when you allow terrorists, when you allow criminals, when you allow people with nefarious drug cartels, human trafficking, et cetera, to freely access our border and come across any time, it's law enforcement that has to pick up the slack to try to keep us safe. We're losing the battle. And so I think America says, you know, what can we do to stop this? First of all, we have to seal our borders. And second of all, we have to take care of our cops. And then when a vote comes up for a continuing resolution on funding, and the votes are all there to fund foreign countries like Ukraine, but nothing for America, I think that's the straw that broke the camel's back. And I think you're just now beginning to see how this is going to really swell across the country. I think we're in for one heck of a ride, Bill, because I think Americans are just saying, now, you know what? Enough. I'm done. I'm done with this. We're not going to allow this to happen anymore. You see this happening in Boston. You know, Boston has lost over 500 officers. They're down by 500 officers. Not just their minimum. It should be higher than that of the amount of officers that they need. It should be, what, 600, 650. They need to rehire. Violent crime is spiking in Boston as it is any other place. Total disregard. You have gangs roaming the streets. And people are saying, I'm not comfortable. I want you to do something about the violent crime. So the mayor, even though he's a Democrat, finally gets it. Okay, maybe we should put some more money in there. What does this fellow Democratic city council members do? No, we're not going to give police any more money. In fact, we're going to try to cut it some, because we think that there are ethnic groups that reside in Boston who are intimidated or feel threatened by law enforcement. We want to be sensitive to their needs. I think America's tired of this. I want to be sensitive to your needs. We want law and order, what this country wants, Bill.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, the whole thing with, like, you live in Columbia. What is it? What between the deputies and the city police department, how are they staffed? Are they staffed all the way up? I know up here in the upstate that we're not staffed nearly as much as we need.
No, they're not. And here's what's interesting, because in Columbia, and much to my dismay, is a Democratic stronghold, okay?
Yeah,
Democratic police chief, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you would think, because they're Democrats, at least that they would get their fellow Democrats on council to give them whatever they think is necessary to provide the proper security and support. It's right. Not happening. It's not just that council is not providing it, but quite frankly, law enforcement, period, especially here in the Midlands, they don't want to serve anymore. You know, if you're not going to bag me, you're not going to really pay me very much, maybe it's time I get a different career field. And that's what we're seeing across the country. And quite frankly, when that happens, we should not be surprised that violent crime begins to escalate, that teens run around doing whatever they want to do. Of course, I have to take a swipe, Bill, at this particular issue as well. There's two other things I'd like to mention while we're on your show.
Yeah.
Obviously, our young people didn't get very much training in their education system. Because we have an educational system that took God out of the schools. And it wasn't just that they took, quote unquote, God out of the schools. They took anything they thought had a reference to religion, i.e. values and principles. So nothing is no longer wrong. Nothing is no longer right. They tried to be amoral. That didn't work. So now you have generations of young people going through our education system who don't know the difference between right and wrong, and who have no value and respect for life. So because of that, they don't see anything wrong with banding together, and if I want some, I'm just going to store and bust open the counter and take it and walk out.
Yep.
And I think America is realizing, whoa, this is not the way we as a society need to operate. So you have the educational system that is failed. And the other second thing that I wanted to mention is, you know, we currently are still battling a two-tier justice system.
Yeah.
We see it nationally. I mean, quite frankly, look at what's happening with Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden. I guarantee you, if you and I did something, even a tenth of what they've done, they wouldn't be able to find us. We'd be buried so deep under the jail, they'd never be able to find our remains.
Oh, yeah.
But yet the FBI, the Department of Justice, ATF, other agencies, our intelligence community, are using our resources, because you and I are the one that pay the bills. Bill, we're going to pay the tax for.
Right.
They're using our resources to turn around and cover for them, and they go after anybody that questions, hey, this isn't right. How come they're the teacher justice system? How come they get away scot-free and I don't? And that has got to change as well, Bill.
It does. Hang on for me, if you will.
Sure.
Hang on for me, if you will. You can find the writings of Mr. Letts at AmericanThinker.com, a very prolific writer there, and I mean, that's a great place to have your stuff put up. The name of his company is Invest USA. He specializes in protective vests, the kind you would call bulletproof, not exactly that, but that's what he has. He has the best ones that are out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Joining us is Michael Letts from Invest USA, writer at American Thinker. We're talking about the breakdown of the blue city, singing the blues in the blue city. It's sort of interesting, Michael, that a lot I've been, like Henry Cuellar, the Democrat out of Texas, he just got carjacked the other day.
He did in D.C. It's amazing to me how, I wanted to tell on your show is that. Even now, Democrats who supported no cash bail, who supported, let's try to rehabilitate, let's not put people in jail, let's just tell them you shouldn't do that again and let them walk out the door and they'll do better next time. They're now beginning to see the error of their ways because crime is affecting them. Let me just give some classic examples. So you had New York, California, Seattle, Portland, and others initially. Oh, Republicans are nothing but, snooty people. They don't want to allow the poor, the hungry to come from other countries to be a part of this country. We should have open borders. We're going to be sanctuary cities. If you need a place to go, you come here. Of course, they didn't think they'd actually take them up on the offer. Now that Texas and others are saying, we've got so many crossing our border here. We'll help you realize your goal. We'll slip them on a bus and send them your way. Now what are these agencies in these states doing? Oh, on second thought, maybe we shouldn't have open borders. Maybe we have enough people coming in now, it's breaking our bank. We can't afford to do this anymore. Something has to be done. Of course, they don't admit that they were wrong. They just say it's time to change direction now, start limiting the number of people that can come. Isn't it ironic when their philosophies, their ultra-liberal, left-wing philosophies, never panic? They always have the exact opposite effect of what they want you to believe. Suddenly, when it begins to become a public outcry that, oh, I guess this is not working, instead of admitting that they're wrong and saying we should have gone with something to begin with, it's just kind of like, well, we need to just tweak the policy a little bit. We need to try to still keep some of this left-leaning, but maybe temper it down a little bit. It's just amazing to me, Bill, the kind of lack of common sense we have in this country. Using another illustration, I was listening to in Seattle. They were talking to residents. These were millennials. I'd say they were maybe white in their mid-30s. They were just saying, here's the statistics. You have the highest violent crime in the history of your town. They immediately say, oh, I don't think that's the case. We walked down the street to do an interview with you. We didn't get mugged walking down the street. All that's false media perception. None of it is true. We think that, this is a great place to be. When Bill, a three-year-old can figure out how violent the crime has gotten, people don't want to be on the streets, especially past dusk. And they just deny reality. And that seems to be the mainstream focus and the line for the left liberal organizations. And just like with Ukraine, those poor people need our money. Well, what about making sure that we're protected first? After all, we're paying the bills. America has to be placed first, or we can't help anybody else if we don't maintain our freedom in this country. They don't ever seem to get that, Bill.
No, never. Always last. Although the thing that I find most interesting about these leftist policies is that they're circular, because eventually they're like a snake that goes in a big circle and comes around and bites its own tail. What's the end game? What's the end game for them in these blue cities? They're losing business, right? They have all of this office space that has been abandoned. They're food deserts and retail deserts. They're becoming tax income deserts.
Right.
But hey, it's a great place to go get high.
Well, you know what their ultimate end game is, Bill, is they want control. They want the American people to be dependent on them. You want to eat, you're dependent on us. You want to be safe, you're dependent on us. Of course, they never can fulfill anything that they promise, but they want to have ultimate control, and so that way they can say, now, if you're going to live in this country, you have to vote for us. They want to maintain control of your day-to-day life. That's not what America was founded on. We had a revolution because the British tried to do that to us.
Right.
And I tell you that, I know that the people in this country, the great patriots that we have all across this country, are willing to do it again if it comes to that. We are not going back to the days before the revolution occurred.
Well, you know, 99% of humanity live without electricity. And all if you look at their template, they pursue climate change the way they pursue gun control, the way they pursue the whole COVID lockdown thing. Banging things, locking you in, all this other nonsense. And, you know, hey, okay. I get it.
You know, showing the fallacy of their thinking. I have to share this illustrator with you. This is in California, San Francisco, and three other municipalities in California currently have before them ordinances to ban the use of canine dogs. Of course, we saw how valuable canine dog was with the dog Yoda in Pennsylvania when they captured that estate murderer he'd be on the land for 2 weeks. But when the question is asked, why would you want to ban canine dogs? They're so valuable to law enforcement. Why would you want to ban them? The answer given in a straight face, this is what blew my mind, they're racist. Canines are racist. They only go after a particular ethnic group, make that ethnic group uncomfortable. So we're going to ban them from uses in the police department. I looked at myself, I said, last time I checked, dogs are colorblind. I mean, how in the world do you stretch it to say a dog is racist?
Right.
The dog is trained to go after lawbreakers and people that are aggressively trying to hurt law enforcement officers. That's all they're trained for. I've seen little kids jump up and down on canines and, you know, pull their ears, et cetera. They don't do a thing. But when that signal's given, or they think that their trainer is being attacked, you better get out of the way. That's what they're trained to do, though. They're not racist. It's just amazing to me how the left has absolutely no common sense anymore. And it's the Democratic left. We've got to call it out for what it is. And even some rhino Republicans.
Yeah.
Enough of this liberalism, enough of this communistic, socialist point of view. We've got to restore America to greatness. And the first thing to do is I want to tell all those people, you really feel that way about the country? You're better suited in China than you are here. I'll help pay your way to get over there.
Well, Invest USA, you guys make vests for dogs, don't you? You're talking about service dogs.
We sure do.
Yeah.
We provide bulletproof vests, active shooter vests for canines as well. And quite frankly, we're proud of being able to do that because I will tell you this. I said this on a couple other shows. Probably the most loyal partner you'll ever have in law enforcement is a canine. They'll take a bullet for you and not think twice about it, and they'll fight to the death to defend you.
Yeah.
Don't see that very often anymore in anybody.
I had a big bone German Shepherd whose her entire family, except for her, was law enforcement, her mom or dad, her siblings. She had the instinct. You know, she came from long line of bomb sniffers. She was very sensitive. We lived in sort of a bad neighborhood, and one guy trying to sell my son some Xanax came up on him while he was while he was walking her, and she was having none of that. So,
you know, they have been invaluable to law enforcement, and just to have literally what you would think are educated people to even consider an ordinance to ban them because they think dogs are racist. It just shows the stupidity. It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Just like their stupidity, we're talking about open borders. What do you think you're going to get when you allow 10,000 people or more per month to cross over that are on the terrorist watch list? They're on that watch list for a reason, because they have nefarious intent. When you allow, you know, drug cartels and human trafficking, what do you think it's going to do to the crime in your community? It just blows my mind. And their solution is, oh, okay, well, we're going to cut funding. Let's just have less police. That'll make the crime go away. We'll just put some mental health counselors out there that'll stand out there and say, you really should think twice before you decide to commit that crime. I'm sure you don't want to do that. And that's all it takes. I didn't realize that law enforcement and reduction of crime could be so simple. Just tell somebody don't do that.
We're just a couple of simple dudes, Michael. I mean, we're out there. We don't see the simple things that come along with it. You can find Michael Lett's work at American Thinker. You click on his name, you'll see the whole list of stuff that he's got at American Thinker. Also, go check out his website, InvestUSA. Everybody out there that runs around today that says to themselves, I might have to defend the country. One thing that you might want to think about having is body armor. And he has it. He has it all in all shapes, sizes, and flavors. They're waiting for you, InvestUSA. Also, you make sure. And this is the kind of stuff that goes to law enforcement. This is the good stuff, right?
That's correct. This is the top of this is the best one. I'll tell you, our active shooter vests are titanium. We have titanium plates in it. It's because, you know, the flag vests or a lot of the spot vests would be ceramic plates.
Yep.
Ceramic plate will stop a rifle round. The problem is ceramic cracks very easily.
Very easily.
So if you have it in the back of your trunk and you throw an ammo can on top of it,
dead.
It's no longer really valuable.
Dead plate. Out of time, and Michael. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.